children, the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now for a minute, let us now reflect. Have we made this effort thus far? Have we put that kind of a love into the hearts of our children? Who do they know as great, as special, as important? Whose love have they got in their hearts? Let us think to ourselves. Let us question ourselves. If our environment, and think to ourselves, if my home environment is the TV, is the cell phone, is all these things where they are promoting and propagating their values and have made those people their celebrities, those kuffar, those football players, sad to say that even after Salah, that youngster, that adult will be talking about a football player and he doesn't even know about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the effort and the effort that was made by Sahaba radiallahu anhu as a lesson for us. Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhumah must have been born around 2 Hijri, second year of Hijrah. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world in the 11th year of Hijri. So give and take, his age could have been between 7 to 9. A very young boy. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one occasion did some bloodletting, took out some blood, and told this small boy, take this and go and bury it. So he comes back after some time. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks him, Beta, my boy, what did you do with my blood? With my blood? He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I drank your blood. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, whoever's blood is mixed with my blood, the fire of Jahannam will never touch him. Now what's the point here? A kid of that age has such azmat, such love, such respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of everything that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam possessed, that he's even prepared to drink the blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What effort his father and his mother, Zubair radiallahu anhu and Asma radiallahu anha, must have made on him. That kind of azmat that came in his heart. Who was the thing that they had promoted? Who was the personality that they had promoted and put into the hearts of their children? Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhumah, small boy. His parents, Abbas radiallahu anhu and Ummi Fadl radiallahu anha, tell him, Abdullah, today Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to spend the night by your khala's house, Maymuna radiallahu anha's house. You go there and you spend the night with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and observe how he spent the night, so that you can come home and teach us, so that we can also make our home like the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At this point, I say, Allah, make our home like that of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Say ameen. All of us, inshallah. For that, respected elders and brothers, one of the very first things we need to do is to establish salah in our homes. Is to establish ta'lim in our homes. Read the fazail amal daily in our homes. We have Quran recitation in our homes daily. And my respected elders and brothers, the TV needs to come out. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِي نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِمْ. They desire, they intend to extinguish the light of Islam with their tongues. And this is what is the tongue mean with the media. They will try to convert us. وَلَنْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودَ وَلَا النَّصَارَ حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. Very important point. That the Jews and the Christians will never be satisfied until they don't make you follow their tariqah, their way of life. That you must become like them, behave like them, think like them. What they like, you must like. Imitate them in every way. And what we are sad to see that. Today, because of this influence, it's sad to say, but Allah give our mothers and sisters hidayat, ameen. Allah make them hear what I'm saying. Allah make them realize what I'm saying. Make it every sister. One of the signs of Qiyamah. One of the signs of Qiyamah will be when women will wear clothes, but they will be naked. When women will wear clothes, but they'll be naked. I ask you today, sad to say, can you imagine tight-fitting jeans and tight-fitting slacks and t-shirts, etc. Our mothers and sisters are wearing that. That mother does not feel any shame to dress up like that in front of her son. No, it's something for you to talk. Something for us to realize how much we have been deviated from the straight path. How far? Now coming back, look at what an effort was made. Allah give our sisters hidayah, really. It's worrying. It's very, very worrying, this issue. That they take it that, no, that is the way they must dress. Astaghfirullah. Allah give them hidayah. Say ameen. Really, it's hurting me. Say ameen again, inshallah. Allah give them all hidayah, inshallah. Haya, modesty, is part of iman. Al-haya'u shu'batun min al-iman. Wearing that loose clothes is what she's supposed to be dressed up in. Not the tight-fitting clothes in front of our own children and in front of the public and go out in the open. Allah give them hidayat. Allah give them hidayat. Say ameen. So coming back, look at Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. He goes to the house of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to learn from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But again, look at what an effort. How, what kind of tarbiyah, what kind of azmat they had put into their son's heart. Beta, you're going to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's house. When you go to the house, make sure, keep water ready for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's going to wake up in the night. He's going to perform tahajjud salah. Have the water ready for his wudu. Keep a miswak ready for him. Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he gets up, mashallah, he must be smiling. Ashad, mashallah, water is kept for me. Miswak is kept for me. Must be Abdullah put this for me. And he gives dua to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. Allahumma faqih fi deen. Allahumma ta'wil. Oh Allah, give him the knowledge of the Quran al-Kareem. Give him the understanding of the Quran al-Kareem. This is the dua that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. Give him the understanding of the Quran al-Kareem, the deeper understanding. He became known as the mufassir of this ummah, the one that was most knowledgeable regarding the understanding of the Quran al-Kareem. What beautiful dua he gets from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why? He learned about making the khidmat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his parents. His parents taught him how to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected elders and brothers, what a beautiful dua. Give him the understanding of the Quran Kareem. How much of effort that we have to make. How are we going to keep, protect, how are we going to ensure that these sunnats that are in our hearts and the importance in our hearts, but we come into the hearts of our children, as I mentioned, the importance of teaching them the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, they must be able to talk about it. On one occasion, I asked Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Devla Sahab Damar Barakatuh. I said to him, Hazrat, we started practicing on sunnah and wearing the kurta and keeping the turban and etc. at a time when there was challenge against us. It was an environment that time. But our children are just from the time they're born, basically they're wearing kurtas, etc. How can that greatness come into their hearts? So Hazrat Madam Barakatuh mentioned, tell them, take them in jamaat, in the path of Allah. For example, in an environment where people are not practicing the sunnah. And they must go and tell our success lies in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, that will put some greatness into their hearts. This way, inshallah, if that continues, then that deen will become established. That is why it is so important for us to talk about inviting people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That consolidates our iman, our yaqeen, our realization that our deen is haq. And we will be, our success is in that. This today is failing. We don't understand the importance. That is why we are finding that our people are moving away from the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Coming back to that important angle and important aspect about creating a home environment. It mentioned about Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpuri Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. He was a small boy, but he was a very intelligent person, young boy. His family members were all desiring that this nephew of ours, this family member of ours must go to university and seek that knowledge. But his mother had Islam in her, had deen in her, had Allah consciousness in her. Nay, my son must go to the Darul Uloom and learn the deen of Islam. In any case, Hazrat Maulana goes and study, goes to Deoband, he goes and learn the deen. In the meantime, when he comes home, the environment at home is such that he's sitting with his mother, and his mother says, "My beta, read about the story of the Anbiya to me. Read the stories of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu to me." He's reading to his mother. His mother is giving him a dua. "Beta, a zamana and a time is going to come that you will be talking to people, millions of people will be sitting in front of you, and you'll be talking to them about Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Subhanallah, Allah brought that day, sitting in the beat in the Bangladesh Ijtima or the Raiwin Ijtima, Hazrat Maulana Umar Sahib is giving the bayan and millions are sitting in front of him. Look at how Allah blessed him on the dua of that mother and that home environment that had been established, that Allah Ta'ala elevated them so much. My respected elders and brothers, this is important, that our home environment be established. Don't give our children cell phones when they're small. Don't actually give them cell phones. You are making them lazy. They are going to be influenced by what is over there. So my respected elders and brothers, if you want deen to remain in our khandan and in our progeny till the day of Qiyamah, one of the very important things, as I mentioned, put the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tell them about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, make that home environment right. Every home of ours, inshallah, will we have talib in our homes, inshallah? All of us, inshallah. 5 times salah, inshallah. And encourage our ladies, please, for Allah's sake. You are bringing Qiyamah near. You are a sign of the signs of Qiyamah when you are going to be dressed up in this manner of tight-fitting clothes and becoming shameless. Allah give our mothers and sisters hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.